Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column called Life Lessons from Charlotte. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or simply go to brucesalen.com. Today we have our regular Wayne Levine for the men's room, and we probably do not have Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, since he may be greeting his first child a bit sooner than expected, and hopefully I'll have an update on that. But we also have very special guests, Peg Fitzpatrick and Paul Biederman, and I'll tell you about them later. If you have something you'd like me to discuss, or you want to take an issue with something I have discussed, please feel free to email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. As you know, I have a new comic strip, which is, I guess, not so new anymore. It's now, I think, the 22nd one has been published. It's called Because I Said So, and the current one, drawn by the wonderful Voog Designs, or voogdesigns.com, that's V-O-O-G, designs.com, is called Hot and Sexy Dad. Well, you can decide if you think he's hot and sexy by going to the Because I Said So comic strip on brucesalen.com. The brucesalen.com website has been wholly redesigned. It is very green. Take that as you wish, but just go check it out and would love your feedback on what you think. It's, I think, a striking design, but some people may find it a little too striking or too green, as you will see. You can also visit the new store on brucesalen.com, where you can get all sorts of merchandise, none of which, of course, you need, but most of which you really, really want. I have a new 12most.com column this week. It's called The 12 Most Loving Ways to Spark Creativity in Your Child. Now, I like to be synergistic in what I do, so this is a classic case of having a three-way synergy today or this week. The 12 Most About Sparking Creativity in Your Kids came out yesterday, and today I'll be talking to the co-authors of that column, and in fact, the co-editors, owners, partners of 12most.com, which is an amazing site, which we'll tell you about later. I will be talking with them later, and that will be the topic of Dad Chat this evening. For those of you listening live on Thursday, Dad Chat is every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast Time, or 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time. Dad Chat is a community of dads and moms. We talk about all things related to parenting and many more things. And tonight's topic is about sparking creativity in our kids, what we can do. And the column, 12most.com, or 12 Most Loving Ways to Spark Creativity in Your Child, is a joint effort between myself, Peg Fitzpatrick, and Paul Biederman. We each wrote four ideas and things we implemented in our household. So I hope you will join Dad Chat any Thursday. For my listeners that hear this post live broadcast on WHK in Cleveland, Ohio, and WTDY in Madison, Wisconsin, and KRSA in St. Petersburg, Alaska, you can always follow Dad Chat the following week, and there are transcripts posted on my website. If you are interested in being a sponsor for the Bruce Salen Show, just email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. It is time for our usual A Dad's Point of View life lesson, so let's take a listen.
You got to action to weigh the positive elimi. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View, a dirty little parenting secret. Shh. Want to know a dirty little parenting secret? Shh. Don't tell anyone. Are you ready? Sometimes I don't like my kids very much. Yep, it's true. But shh. Don't tell them. I love them always, but sometimes their inconsiderate behavior, especially now that I have two teenagers, is just not very likable. In fact, the same holds true for my wife. But really, please don't tell her. You're not alone when you get these feelings, but be quiet about it. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Well, what do you think of that dirty little parenting secret? I have a secret that I'm going to go public with right now, which is right now I am substantially irritated with my older son because he called me this morning to tell me he got in a car accident. Fortunately, thankfully, he is not hurt. And nor is the person to whom he ran into. He took full responsibility. And in fact, the man in the other car called me later to say how respectful my son was. What he didn't say is that when he got out of the car, he was cussing nonstop and screaming at my son, but then later apologized. And I thought it was actually perfect for my son to kind of get that invective. Also, to my son's credit, and this I do like about my boys, as much as they sometimes can mess up, he called me immediately. He doesn't try to cover up when something like this happens. He was also a bit scared, and I think that was why he also reached out. And I'm glad that he feels safe to reach out. That's one of our jobs as a parent, is to make our kids feel safe to reach out. If they are so afraid of punishment or consequences or anger from mom or dad, maybe when they're in that tight spot, they're going to be afraid to call you. So it's a delicate balance we parents have to achieve in, you know, having standards, having expectations, but not frightening our kids so much that when they actually need our help, when an accident happens, which he acknowledged was he was distracted. And he's distracted for kind of a good reason. He got accepted into the one and only college he applied to, the Berklee College of Music. And I think the reality of going to college is got him anxious. He's lived at home his whole life. He's never been away from home long. And now he's going halfway across the country, actually more than halfway. He's going to Boston. It's the school he dreamed of getting into. It's the school he worked very hard to get into. But now, sometimes when we face our realities, when our dreams come true, they can be scary. We all know that stress is a big factor in how we feel, but there's not evidently a whole lot of difference between good stress and bad stress. Stress is stress. And it's exciting for him to be going to Berklee. Again, it's not Berserkly, it's Berklee College of Music. Whenever I say that, I have to clarify that my son is not going to Berserkly, because I would never send my son to Berserkly if I had any control over it, which I do since I am paying the bills. We talked after, because he was really freaking out about this car accident and he wasn't quite himself. And we talked about the fact that you are very stressed out right now, and for good reasons, but don't deny it. Be aware of it. Anyway, that was something for another show, another topic. Today's topic is going to be both about creativity with Paul and Peg in segment 4 and about the column Life Lessons from Charlotte. I will give you a little tease on what those life lessons from Charlotte are, but first I think I better clarify for you that Charlotte is a dog. And you can learn a whole lot from a dog, particularly this dog. This dog is my wife's dog, and this dog has been through the following things in her life. She had a broken leg that never healed properly, resulting in a lifelong limp. She was abandoned by her first owners. She's had an infected eye that had to be removed. She has bad arthritis. She's almost completely deaf. She has tumors throughout her body, both benign but several requiring surgery. And she has 2 infections right now as a result of those surgeries. She has lived about a year or two beyond the life expectancy of her breed, which is a Weimaraner. So the vet is absolutely just can't believe she's even alive. But one of the many lessons you get from Charlotte is the spirit. The spirit that I'm not going to be brought down by what's happening to me. I don't know how conscious Charlotte is of making these decisions, but I am choosing to believe that she is somewhat conscious of it. And I am definitely choosing to believe that there are lessons we human beings can take from our 4-legged friends. And that is what the topic, and that's what the column Life Lessons from Charlotte is about. If you want to see a picture of Charlotte, please do go to BruceAllen.com as it tops the column. Beautiful picture of her all bandaged up. And yet still smiling away, if dogs can smile. Well, my producer Richard Dugan is telling me it's time for a break. If all is well and Wayne Levine isn't expecting a baby, and I don't think he is, we will have Wayne Levine with us next for the Men's Room. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View.